Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And this is episode 248. Thank you for downloading.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that supposed to be you snoring and your significant other about to shoot their brains out?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. But I did listen back to it, and you do hear a lot of snorting, though.
Yeah.
As we said, this is episode 248. We are recording in a different fashion. Julian's trying to get used to it. I am too. We kind of have a delay in our voices right now.
And it makes me want to stop about halfway through my sentence because I don't sound right.
But the reason we are recording this way is because
we have a special guest with us. He's been a listener for quite a while now, and he's been joining us in the chat rooms in our live shows here lately. We'd like to bring in right now, Veritable Virgo.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are doing fabulous.
I have to pass along a message.
Okay.
Our friend Andrew said that you guys are a hot mess.
Oh, well.
You don't even know the half.
We're lucky that's all we are.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Also wanted to say that Veritable Virgo is the person that has donated money twice to keep our post office box alive.
Yay! Right.
Which you people need to start using a lot more now that Christmas is coming around and my birthday is in March.
See, if they just get something off the Amazon wish list, it'll come directly to the house.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, how that works.
And just to let everyone know, if you'd like to get together and buy me a Kindle, that would be great.
What's a Kindle?
Oh. It's an electronic book.
Oh.
Oh, no, you didn't ask that, did you?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh,
which
yes,
one?
Yes, he did.
Julian, you didn't ask what a Kindle was.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not into the technology.
I'm not, really.
I don't. Do you read?
Yes, I read.
Oh, okay. You read the paper a lot, though.
I read the paper every day.
Yeah. I don't read the paper every day.
And just think, when those papers go away because it's too expensive to cut down the trees or we have no trees left, you'll have to read it on a Kindle.
Well, he reads it on the computer already.
Yeah.
It's just like a book. You would read the newspaper on an electronic book.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can still do that on my phone.
That's true. The iPhone?
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's small.
Yeah.
So is my iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Veritable Virgo has been wanted to be on the show for a couple weeks now, and he kept begging me to figure out this Skype shit.
Resistant to technology.
Yeah. And, you know, the past couple weeks, I haven't really been in the mood to actually research shit.
Sure.
So, I finally did it.
Okay.
And
past
I think
couple
I have
weeks.
It right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least since last
year.
Yeah.
And hey, I didn't even have to share up a penis pic to get you to do this.
I know, right? You're
I'm shocked. He usually forwards those right to me. Just
well,
so you know.
That's a good warning, just so I know that.
Anybody that sends penis pics to Ricky, they usually end up...
Yeah, oh my God, look at this.
As long as they don't end up on the blog, that's all I care
about. Not blog.
Oh, no, no. They'll never end up on the blog, but they will be on our phones for a while.
Yeah. I don't know, how long do the text records in the iPhone go back?
They go back as long as you keep them in there.
To infinity and beyond?
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's the iPhone.
Right.
And can't you download those to, like, a text file somewhere?
Yeah, I think you can email the whole conversation.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I don't think... When you email it, though, I don't think it sends the pictures. I don't know. Good question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stop the quivering lip beast from pacing around the house.
Is that Finbar?
No, it's my greyhound, Aniko.
Oh.
When he's hungry or he wants something really bad, his whole mouth quivers.
Oh, poor baby.
And he paces.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Oh. Back
yeah.
And forth.
So the past couple days here in Florida, it's been like super fucking cold. And
really?
Well, to us, it's like 55 is cold to us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense.
So last night it got down into the 40s, and around 4:30 or 5, we hear clunk, 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 just walking continuously.
And then to stop at one of my doors, I hear whining, and then pacing back and forth to my other door, and I hear whining, and it kept on and on and on, and I'm feeling like, fuck. So I opened the bedroom door, and he jumped into bed with me, because it's cold.
Yeah. And I woke up this morning, and it was 59 degrees in this house.
I don't need to tell you it's 31 right now where I live.
Yeah, the difference is it's usually 90 here, so our houses
right.
and heat system are not built like uh-huh. they are up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, when it gets cold, we have old wood. When was this house built?
1925.
So the wood in the floor, it's like cracked. Well, not cracked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's suitable, but the cold weather comes
Don't
through
Don't you
it.
Tell everybody we live in a crack house.
We live in a crack house. Why you guys sound black?
That wasn't black.
Oh, okay.
That was Southern Poe.
Yeah. I have the black saved up for later.
Oh, okay. Oh.
We'll get there, honey. We'll get there.
Veritable welcome Virgo. To another welcome to another racist episode of Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, right. This is the white power half hour.
You just let us know when we get to that part, and we'll hang up with him so he doesn't have to be guilty by association.
Okay. I don't mind.
I'll save it for the end, then.
Let's see. We have a few topics here. We wanted to first start out. We went to the post office box this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And last weekend, this weekend. And we've actually received two cards already.
From other countries.
From other countries. We got one from England and one from Australia.
The Queen sent you a Christmas card?
She did. The Queen to the Queens. A Queen.
I'll let you read this one.
Okay.
And then he wrote the same thing in ours, so.
Yeah.
So, you go ahead and read that one.
It says, "Good day, guys. A short Xmas wish for the season from down under." And the card says, "Best wishes, death with for a festive season." "Hoping you both have a good one." Bus 36. And if the PS says, "Photos are from my parents' front yard. The Roos are daily visitors. They are tasty, too." Thought they went with the card theme.
So, and he included two pictures of, like, all these kangaroos everywhere. And I thought he was at a zoo, but it's actually his parents' front yard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Looks pretty there, too.
You said England, or is he in Australia?
That's Australia.
Yeah.
And that, who was that from? Oh, okay. His name is Mark, but on Twitter, he's Bus36. I don't know if he follows you.
Yes, he does.
Oh, you do. Okay.
But I already got in trouble for reading a real name once, so I didn't do it that time.
Oh. Well,
that was only my first.
Uh-huh.
You're just proud of yourself, aren't you?
Well, A, I'm proud of myself because I didn't read it on the card, but I'm more proud that you did. And then did not realize what you did.
Hey.
Touché.
Yes.
All right, so we got another card from Steve in the UK. He actually sent us both a card, and also in the envelope, he sent us a little Christmas tree to decorate with stickers.
And it had the stickers in the package.
Right. But what's really crazy is the envelope from Australia was not opened.
Right.
The envelope from England had been opened, searched, and then taped back together.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's from the Royal Mail. Is what it was. Is that what it said? The Royal
yes.
Mail?
Yes.
So,
how much do we love Royal Mail?
I know.
Hey, Prince Harry's looking pretty hot.
He gave us a card, and it says, "Season's greetings from Steve in the UK. Hope you enjoy your Christmas stuffing."
We always do.
Who was getting stuffed on Christmas? I mean, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I wasn't, because I was broken up with, so.
I seem to recall a little.
I guess that answered that question, did it?
That was the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
Well, since you went there.
This is a lot of fun.
No, ma'am, sir. Not in Wasilla.
No, not this show. Too soon for that talk.
Okay.
So, yes, thank you for the cards. And I want to tell everyone. What's that? Oh, is that the microphone?
Yeah. I'm readjusting.
I wanted to let everyone know, if you go over to the Foul Monkeys blog, we won't be updating it for the rest of the month, but you can go there and fill out a form and put your name and address, and then we'll get a Christmas card sent out to you.
But I'll give you a warning. The closer it gets to Christmas, the less likely you are to have it by Christmas.
Right.
Because apparently they don't sell stamps at the post office in this town.
He's so bitter over that.
My God, I'm going to have to mail you some postage stamps.
Right, but he was like, oh, Ricky, you never get anything out on time, and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's because when I get there at 4:32, they're like, we're closed. And then on Saturday, they're like, yeah, we're closing early today.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me that. You just tell me your lazy ass couldn't make it down to the post office ever.
Well, I made it down there, it just was never
You didn't tell
open.
Me that part.
Oh,
a funny Sorry. Little thing is, I live in a small town, and so I know the people that work in the post office. And I remember one time calling on my cell phone, saying, "Hey, can you just stay open long enough? I'm on my way there." And they actually did.
Wish we could do that.
Yeah, there's this guy that's been there, I think, since the bricks were laid. You know?
Yeah, there's this one like 5 blocks down the road. Well, anyway, it's slated to be closed next year.
No.
So there was like this little old man out front on the sidewalk with a petition that says, don't close our post office.
Oh, this one right down here?
No, the one down here, Dixieland.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I went down there at 4:31, closed, no stamps. I walked out. I'm like, I hope they close the fucking thing.
Burn it to the ground.
Yeah.
Well, that could get us in trouble, though.
Yeah. Don't threaten a federal building.
I know. That was only for comic purposes.
Yeah. Hold on.
That was not me.
You guys
me.
Hear this?
Yes.
It's Nicole.
Oh. Hold on. Hi, Nicole.
Okay. Yes, she's dead.
Hey, Nicole. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
We're recording right now.
I hear you.
We're recording right now.
She's calling from beyond the grave.
Can you not? For a second, I have to ask you a question.
Shit. Hold on.
That's all right.
1315 is when I said that.
Just don't read my social security number on the air.
You better sign up for that program that you guys talk about, LifeLock or whatever.
I heard that's a big scam.
I think so, but it's kind of weird that the guy actually puts his social security number on the advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that his accounts have been hacked. So
yeah, me too. Because I do all kinds of research on those really outlandish and unbelievable things before I enroll in them.
Right.
So I mean, heck, the credit bureaus alone can help you mask all that stuff as it is.
Oh, absolutely.
But, so I collected some. I collected some topics.
Did you now?
When Ricky comes back,
the sad thing is, now that we're doing a pre-recorded show and have a limited amount of time, the three of us wrote down a bunch of topics, and during the live show, we run out of shit to talk about.
Yeah, I know. I could always save them for the live show. Yeah. You know, I went on to these. I just did a Google search on bizarre news, and a whole bunch of things pop up.
Right.
And all kinds of crazy stuff from. People freaking out about the end of the world in 2012, and there was this other thing with a fish with human teeth caught in Russia.
Right.
And well, it's got a picture of it and everything.
My topics have to do with Ricky's ass.
Yeah. Well, I think I I tweeted Ricky earlier today, and I said, but apparently there aren't any cute people, you know, of course, other than me, that work out on a Sunday morning at the gym.
Right.
I said, there's a whole bunch of ugly going on here. Yeah. I think all the pretty people have been out late to at night, and we're probably still sleeping.
Well, you saw my picture earlier of Ricky sleeping in the chair. We were watching this thing on the History Channel. It was about Satan.
Uh-huh.
So it comes on, and Satan's kind of hot.
Well, all right, I'm back, people. But the thing about Satan on that show is he totally is what I imagine Drummer Sticks looks like, with long hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he is so hot.
Yeah.
He's gonna poke me with those horns, right?
Well, and we're like, Satan's cute. And then Ricky passes out, and I'm still talking to him about the show. I look over, and the bitch's eyes is closed. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to take a picture then. So apparently after he wakes up, I start falling asleep on the couch.
Yep.
But no picture, though. I went in the bedroom and took a nap.
You were put under that Satan curse.
I guess. But Satan had, you know, was like big, beefy goatee.
Of
had
course. Like,
piercings in his eyebrow.
He was Latino looking too.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Muy caliente.
El Diablo.
Uh-huh. And what was the, you ever see the movie Legend?
No.
It was,
no.
You should watch it. Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture Show plays this big demon kind of thing, and he's like all bulked up with like latex and horns, and I think Tom Cruise was in that too. It was one of those like sort of like fantasy kind of films. And
Is that the movie he had with the long hair or something?
I believe so. But he had he was like massive, and he had huge horns, and it was incredible. I mean, the makeup was outrageous. And that's back when people didn't hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah, now he's just a freak.
Yeah, he's like a wacko Scientologist. It's like,
if I can give my wife and child away to the Church of Scientology, I can get to level 51.
And then I can have my boyfriend move in.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So some of the things I did, I was telling Julian that I had cut some topics from the internet, and apparently one of them was that the Brazilian government has encouraging people to pee in the shower in order to save water.
Well, Ricky does that anyway.
I do do that anyway. But
so do I.
Wait, do that?
You do it, yeah. But I'm fun. So apparently, who knew? You could save 1,000 gallons of water per year per household if you just piss in your shower.
Well, how much do you save by doing, Ricky?
Well, I don't save a lot of time since I have to squish it down with my toes.
I don't want to clean that drain. I don't mind pulling hair out.
I want your bathroom cleaned later, by the way.
I just cleaned it.
What's that company, like the Swisher cleaning company? You'll have to have them come in and sterilize the bathroom.
Yeah, right. Like, how much do they really sanitize the bathroom at the 7-Eleven? This bathroom has been sanitized. Then why is there fucking graffiti with some guy's phone number written on it?
And written in shit.
Yeah, exactly. How sanitized is that?
Uh-huh. I went into a Dunkin' Donuts one time near where I live, and the bathroom was disgusting. There was like toilet paper everywhere, and I'm going, I mean, what blew up in here, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have no, like, it makes your skin crawl when you think about, oh, these people were probably in here, and now they're touching the donuts and the coffee.
See, until you said that, I never imagined it was the employees.
See? See? But never mind the flies jumping around on the muffins when I go in, and it's
God.
Yeah, I know a fly throws up every time it lands, so I don't want that blueberry muffin.
See, I was hungry, too.
Yeah. I'm hungry, too. I might have to go get me one of those things you had the other day.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Well, I guess you're not winning that challenge, Ricky.
We're going to have some Taco Bell and come back and
blow it up.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. We need to get into some phone calls and stuff. Oh, sure. But I also wanted to – we got no love for Steve in the UK, okay, for the website.
I can't believe that.
Not a lot of people contacted us. I couldn't believe it.
After, you know, as huge of a change it is, and it's how much better that looks than what we had up there.
Right.
You know, he deserves a ton of credit for that.
No shit. I sent a comment right away.
Right. We had some people tell us through like Twitter and stuff, but I can't really forward that to him.
Sure. Right, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you know, no comments on the website or no emails about it. I was kind of shocked, actually.
Yeah. No, I thought he did a tremendous job. It was very sweet of him, you know, and he threw some credit back my way. But I mean, I only just poked around with stuff, and he said, you know, I think he did a fantastic job pulling that all together.
Yeah, now it's a Christmas theme, and I love it.
Yeah, it looks so awesome.
I saw that. One thing that I would suggest that I don't see is, like, there's no really easy way to get back to the front page. Like, if you go into an individual...
Chris suggested that, too.
Yeah, I noticed that, too, but I forgot to email him.
Like, normally, if you click on the label, like, say you click on Foul Monkeys, it would go back to the start page or whatever it is. So.
Yeah, I'll let him know and see if he can fix it.
I'm sure he can fix it in a snap.
Oh, Steve in the UK, if you're listening to this, yeah, if you can fix that, that would be great.
We'd love you real hard.
Yeah, because Ricky's not going to email you.
But send us some love so I can forward it to him, because it's a really good website, and I think he did a really good job, and he did it in a short amount of time.
Definitely.
Everything through email, there was no problems.
He addressed every concern we had and changed some things we wanted different.
So. And our wish list is on there, too, so
love
make sure
that.
You check that out.
Love. So you're going to have a lot of themes, like you'll do like a Valentine's Day and Easter and stuff like that, maybe?
He's going to do some themes. I know he has Halloween, Christmas, and
Yay
Pride.
Days, or Pride. Pride.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's really up to him if he wants to do all that. If he doesn't, that's good, too.
Then we won't have it.
We'd be happy.
Should have a National Coming Out Day, too, theme.
Right. He also...
the monkey kicking the door in.
see? Or bursting out of the door, whatever, you know.
He also, I didn't show you this, Julian, but he also sent us some album art where I can post the episode number on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And then he also made one so that I can post a picture on top of it. I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
But it's really cool.
That sounds cool, yeah.
So we're going to do some phone calls and email now.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's play this for Lou. Huh?
Does it supersede me when it's playing music? Because I couldn't hear myself over that.
Oh, I hope not.
I could hear you. I couldn't hear me.
Oh, well, I guess we can't talk during the music.
Okay, we'll carry on.
And I didn't try to talk, so.
So, let's see. I think this is an old phone call. Let's see.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. Veritable Virgo.
Yeah, that's old.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here we go.
You know, just when I think I'm going to go ahead and not call because Julian wants somebody to call on the whole African-American and racist comments that he's made on the show, he makes one that makes me say, oh, hell to the no. So, you know what? The reason why we get Black Friday, because African American History Month, that one sad little month we get where, you know, the rest of the year we have to learn about, like, the people who were the oppressors for the rest of the world. You know, we get one month, and it's the shortest month of the year. So we have to take one more day, to like, kind of bump it up. Now we get 29, sometimes 30 days. So, fuck it.
What the hell was that about?
I think it was about the White Power Hour episode.
Yeah. Oh.
Who was the caller?
Joe and Dallas.
Oh, that was Joe and Dallas.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I think Julian had made a comment about Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it apparently upset him because it kind of interrupted his smooth flow of his normal calls.
Right.
So I'm going to choose not to address his question or comment and instead say this. Why do African-American men get tattoos?
Oh, my God.
because you can't read them. Black ink on black skin, you can't see it.
They don't really? Use white ink?
Well, that would look like a
chalkboard then, right?
A chalkboard, oh my god. Now you're racist.
Oh, that brings out the bad in me.
I have brought out the racist in him.
Oh my.
You got that hotline to the south. That south sent racism right back north.
I'm really not a racist.
I'm really not either.
So, Joe and Dallas, if you can answer that question for us, that would be great. Or okay. Any other black Americans that are listening to us, who care?
But maybe that's why you're not getting any comments on the website.
Right. It seems to be he's the only one that listens because he's the only one that ever responds to Julian's racist comments.
Yeah, well, since he decided to pick on the comments that weren't racist, I've decided I could give him something that is latently racist. Say that fast 3 times. But anyway.
All right, here we go. Next phone call.
Content. Hello. I'm at my Christmas party. It's a bispo. Or no, you don't know me as a bispo. You know it's Andrew. Drew AG. I'm having the best night ever. There's free drinks going around. It's awesome. And I just want to say you guys make me laugh, and I love you. And you're welcome for the dirty pictures, and I like your dirty pictures as well. So, goodbye.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, his voice is cute. See, I haven't heard that before.
Oh, you never heard his voice?
No, okay. No. I just did a sent him a little, well, you probably could see it too, Ricky. And I said, oh no, they're playing your drunkie call. Your voice is so cute.
He totally said something at the end that I'm going to have to take out.
Uh-huh.
Didn't sound very drunk.
Well, that girl behind him did.
Oh, I know. She was screaming. It sounded like she was getting fucked.
Right.
Probably had titties flopping around.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were flopping around. There's, you know, well, he was telling me at the party that they were all, like, making out together and all that stuff. And I was like, at a work party?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we do that all the time.
So, yeah, you know we're totally talking about that after the show's over, right?
He said he was... He was biting his girlfriend, best friend's boyfriend's nipples.
Oh,
well.
And he didn't seem to mind at all.
Well,
I need to go work there.
I know, huh? California, here we come.
Thank you for calling, Drew. We really appreciate that. And as for that last part, I have no idea what you're talking about.
We love drunkie calls, though.
We do love a drunkie call.
We need to do another drunkie show.
We do. We need to have Lou here to supply us with the goods.
Oh, you mean the Jello shots?
Yeah. And his goods. That is coming up in January, though. We're supposed to do another Pride 48.
That's right.
Don't forget about that, people. It's the weekend of Uno Momento, por favor. It is the weekend of January 15th to the 17th. So,
do we have our slot yet?
We don't have our slot, but I'm going to try to get it later on in the evening, like on Saturday.
So we can get our cocktail on?
Yes.
Okay.
Our cocks and our tails.
Okay.
Okay, so Joe just posted a comment about Julian.
On the show or on Twitter. The website? Oh.
Twitter. Uh-oh. Should I read it?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It says, poor Chris. How he has to suffer because of J.C. Marple's habit. I mean, praying that he doesn't gag him with gag when he kisses him. What does that mean?
I think he was referring to the smoking thing.
Oh, oh,
that's true. That's true.
Oh.
Well, Chris is...
That's kind of cunty.
Said many times that it doesn't bother him, so...
Well, that's good.
Speaking of cunty... He got a little, he upset Chris a little yesterday.
Who?
Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because me and Chris went and looked at some very expensive RVs, which Joe equated with white trash.
Well, and this is what
Chris
I was
not very happy about.
He was not.
He's like, okay, I don't ever say anything bad to them. And he's like, I'm not on the show. So, you know, that's not nice for them to basically call me white trash.
That's right.
Well, I was trying to explain to Julian that when people think of an RV, they think of, like, the RV in National Lampoon Christmas.
National Lampoon.
Really? Hooked up to the sewer system.
Yeah. And that's what most people think the type of people live in those. Of course, there's $1 million ones.
Yeah, we're looking at the ones that are $100,000.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, maybe next time you should say, we're looking at a $200,000 RV.
Okay.
That'll work, maybe.
Okay.
However,
I probably shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
To not have my boyfriend called white trash.
Right.
Well, we know Chris is not white trash, and I'm pretty sure Joe is
it,
making
it
a joke.
It didn't offend me, and I don't care, but it did bother Chris. So.
Okay. Well, we're sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
Just unfollow Joe. He's not worth it anyway.
Yeah.
Because he's black.
So while we're talking about Joe, do we have time for a little funny story?
Sure.
Sure.
There was this thing, something I was searching online, and they found a fish with human teeth in Russia. And they also found one in Texas. And they thought it was a piranha. I said, oh, maybe that was just one of Joe's love children that he dumped into the ocean.
Oh, loves it.
Snap.
I even have a picture of it, too.
Are you talking about the fish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
was
no.
it black?
Yeah, I don't have pictures of Joe ejaculating into the ocean.
I wish I did.
Ask nicely.
I know, right? Let's see. We have one more phone call. Let's see what we have here.
Yeah, I called the wrong number. Sorry, guys. Just calling to say hi, and hope you guys are having a good weekend. I'm actually going to Disneyland right now, so fun times for me and the kiddo. Love your show. Hope everything's going great, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
You totally love that poppy voice, don't you?
I do, and I was just about to say, minus the kid.
Yeah.
That was a long message for somebody who called the wrong number.
No, he called the wrong number before, and I told him on Twitter, I said, yeah, I think you called the wrong number, so then he called back, and he left that nice message for me.
And sort I'm of like, accidentally on purpose.
Which Ricky will be listening to it over and over later
and
on.
And tonight, Julian and him are going, you're going to make me a fucking squirt.
He'll be going, ooh, Disneyland, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Here's a dollar, go play some games.
Right.
I'll give you a Magic Kingdom. Oh, God.
I feel so dirty, but so right.
Uh-huh. You are dirty.
All right,
dirty.
So...
Hey, dirty is the new clean, right?
Right.
Yeah. Dirty's always been my clean. Except when it comes to the house, it actually has to be clean.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else on your list?
Nothing that can't wait.
Well, this can't wait because it pissed me off.
You're angry.
I was angry. Subway.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what fucking happened to me. And I am pissed. And I emailed them too.
Good for you.
So, it's the night of the Christmas parade here in Lakeland. And I know I don't have a lot of local listeners, but you don't realize we live in the downtown area. So everybody and their mamas in our area, and they're parking along the streets and whatever. So by the time I want to go get something to eat, the parade has let out. So I had to go to a Subway that I normally don't go to. It's delaying.
I can tell your voice is slowing down.
And I had to go to a Subway I don't normally go to. I'm reading a cue card about something that happened to me.
At least it's not your sugar levels.
I call 1-800-ASK-GARY.
So anyway, I go to the Subway, and I have like 150 points on my card. So I ordered the sub, and I went to go pay for it. and well, not pay for it, but use my Subway points to pay for it. And they're like, oh, you can't use your points on a premium sub. And I'm like, what the fuck is a premium sub? And they're like, well, that steak sandwich that you have, that's a premium sub. And I was like, well, you don't have any signs. There's nothing on the card or the website right. that says you cannot use your points on these certain subs. So I wasn't going to pay for it. I was just going to leave. But then I felt bad because it was wasted food. So I went ahead and paid the $9 for the sandwich. And plus he was hungry. And I was hungry. Mm-hmm. And Publix was closed. Because I would have went there to go get my sandwich.
All right.
But I paid for it. I paid the $9. I came back. And I emailed them. And they emailed me back and they're like, you should do your research before you go to another store to make sure they accept redeem our points.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah. Nothing. I received nothing other than that.
Yeah. Reply and say, fuck you, Jared.
But, now, I'm not trying to be racist.
But.
But.
But you will be.
This has nothing. Well.
Yeah, it
the
does.
The subway I
yeah,
went
it
to
does.
Is owned by Indians.
Yes.
Like.
Really?
The. Not the. Not the.
the real Indians. Welcome to Quickie Mart Indians.
Yeah. The red dot. Not the feather.
Right. Yes. Right. And they seem to be able to make up their own rules in their own stores, which pisses me off. I work for Subway, and I know what kind of company that is, and they get very fucking strict on what they do.
Yeah, and if you order a BMT in any other Subway, they put X number of meat on there. You go to anyone owned by those people, they don't put that much meat on there.
Right.
And plus, like, 3 strands of lettuce.
But if I would have went to the Subway that I normally go to, I could have used my card.
And then she says, you want toast your sandwich?
Yeah.
Like, well, they don't like meat in India, right? So doesn't that make
at
sense?
At least not beef.
They don't eat beef or pork.
They don't want to touch one it, putting them. It on the sandwich.
No, right. Beef's their cousin.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, so they eat pigs there?
Yes, the Jews that don't eat pigs.
Oh. Huh. I don't know who eats what, because I don't give a shit.
I don't think Muslims eat pigs either.
We just eat everything, right?
Right. We're American. We eat anything.
That's right.
We'll even eat each other if we walk by too slowly.
Right. All right. Well, that's my rant, but we're going on 40 minutes, so we need to go ahead and wrap this up.
Okay.
But I wanted to thank you.
That really sucks. Huh? That sucks with Subway, though.
Yeah.
And it sounds like their customer service is just as sucky.
Yeah, through the internet. And, like, they could have offered, or I think what they should have said, you know what, next time you can't use it on this sub, but we'll go ahead and give you like $3 off or something on this sub. That would have been fine.
Right.
But exactly. They were literally about to throw it away in the trash. That's what they were going to do.
So stupid, yeah.
So, but anyway.
I'd let him throw it away.
I want to thank Veritable Virgo for being on the show.
Yes. My pleasure.
I thank you as well.
He's like our test subject.
Hope we can do it again.
Yes. And now that I know that we can do this, we can have other people from other podcasts on our show.
Sure. Okay.
And
sure.
They don't have to come to our house.
See?
Okay.
Except for Taylor and Taffy, because we like them.
Right. So they have to come to our house.
Right.
So you could literally podcast in the nude and nobody would really know.
We do it all the time.
Yeah. No, we couldn't, because I sit across from Ricky.
Aww.
Womp, womp. Love self body issues. Let's see. I want everyone.
What's that noise? Oh, Ricky, your nipples hitting the table.
Hate.
I know.
It's your nipple piercing hitting the microphone. Transferring static electricity.
Oh, Lord. I want everybody to give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us awesome Christmas presents and Christmas gifts to the P.O. Box. That's P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. You can also visit our brand new website
at www.foulmonkeys.com.
And then if you scroll halfway down, you'll see an awesome wish list for Julian and myself.
Yeah, we like it when you buy us both gifts and presents.
Yes.
I almost could have done the P.O. Box piece. I didn't know what your zip code was, though.
Oh. Well, you can do it. Do it now.
Well, I don't know what it is now. What is it?
33802.
33802. And you can mail us wonderful stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Awesome.
Yes.
Let's see. Go to the website. It's brand new. I'm going to need you to send some emails and tell us what you think about it.
And make comments on the shows on the website, because it hurt Ricky's feelings when you
don't. Yeah. Totally.
He's like, I'm going to quit doing this because nobody ever comments.
See, I'm really bad at comments, and I'm really bad at iTunes reviews, but yeah, I don't like, mind, guys.
Really, out of the 500 or 600 people that download our show, not one person, like, really? You're like, not one person is at a home and they can actually do it?
You meant 500 or 600 thousand.
Thousands, excuse me. Hundreds and thousands.
Thousands, yes.
I'll leave some reviews, I promise.
Okay. And then other people need to be doing that too. Also, go to the blog and fill out the form for the Christmas card.
We'll, if you want a Christmas card.
If you want one. Then if you don't,
screw you.
Well, yeah, pretty much. You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys or Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
And you can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter. That's JC Marple.
And if anybody really cares, I'm on Twitter and Facebook as well. Veritable, VERITABLE _ Virgo, VIRGO. Gee, I can't spell.
And they say we Southerners are dumb.
Right.
Hey, I was dropped as a child.
So was Ricky.
Me, right?
Unfortunately, I was dropped off at the wrong place.
Yeah.
not the mansion down the street, right?
Thanks. All right, so thank you for downloading episode 248. Really appreciate it. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And this is Veritable Virgo.
And we're out of here. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.